We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With the 17th pick in the 2018 NBA draft, the Milwaukee Bucks select Dante DiVincenzo from Villanova University.
And now, winner of three Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence.
In your face, Milwaukee!
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Moving, scouting Dante and all these players for their entire careers, and he's had a really successful career with the Villanova team and you know, part of two national championship teams, a most outstanding player most recently, and just part of winning again at a high level. So we've had a lot of opportunities to watch Dante play.
Chuck and Winkler, good morning. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We'll get to the Brewers and how the Cardinals may be running out of their devil magic coming up momentarily. We will talk a lot about the Bucks today, as Dante DiVincenzo is the pick from Villanova, the sophomore who really came on to the national scene in that tournament last year, in that Final Four, and specifically in that NCAA tournament game. Had a great combine, decided to go pro, and he is now a Milwaukee Buck, drafted with the 17th pick last night. Good morning, I'm Bart Winkler. In for Chuck today is, again, our radio friend Kevin Holden, CBS 58.
Hey! Good morning, Kevin.
Here's the thing, that your audience, they must get their coffee at like 4:30.
Oh, they're up and tweeting you already?
No, I can't applaud like that right now.
Oh, our studio audience. Yeah, did. Yeah. Yeah, the studio audience is here again. Yeah. Yes, and. Yes, the studio audience is here, and they look tremendous. Guys, you look great. Give yourself a round of applause. But it's Dante DiVincenzo. Again, you guys can chime in throughout the morning at 414-799-1250. It was the 17th pick of the draft. I am good with it. I'm good with it. Last couple of years, Thon Maker, I was very excited for.
Yeah.
I thought the Bucks were at a stage in their franchise where they needed to go big or go home. The odds and the margin of error to win in the NBA is getting smaller in this current period of basketball. So if you're going to beat LeBron and if you're going to beat the Warriors, you've got to build just a freak team of guys, and you've got to get them all to hit, but they've got to be big risk. And Thon Maker was that. His development continues. I was very excited about that because I was excited about the future. DJ Wilson last year, I'd not known, you know, entirely a lot about. I wasn't insanely thrilled, and I would have liked to at least seen him play a little more over the last season instead of just randomly playing games with the herd, you know, throughout the year, which is what happened. This year, I feel good about it. It's a 17th pick. It's a guy that we're familiar with. It's a guy that's been a huge impact off the bench, a proven winner, and when they needed him to step up last year, he stepped up. So, you know, you guys, a lot of you guys know more college basketball than me, and I'm okay to admit that. You know, some radio guys, some TV guys pretend like you know everything at all times. I can't do that.
Yeah,
I watch college basketball. It's a problem I have with college basketball and college football. I could watch a full day of March Madness start to finish,
right?
And you could say what happened in every game, and I'll say, the 5-12, it was Virginia against Boise State, and Virginia was down, and I could tell you the score. I'll tell you everything. Name me three players you watched today. Boy, their names, their actual names. Well, I know there was the one kid who had like red hair. Boy, I don't know. It's just a problem of mine. I can't get that information to stick.
It's college basketball isn't really an individual sport in most cases either.
And the guys churn and burn so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a lot of guys in college basketball you think are stars in college basketball, and then the NBA draft comes around, and oh, no, he wouldn't get drafted in the NBA.
Right.
And then there's a lot of guys in college basketball that you're like, okay, that might be a nice player on college, and then, oh, he's an NBA body, he's an NBA star. So there's more, I think, of a disconnect between the NBA and college than there might be between college football and the NFL.
Yeah, I think that's true. You do have that happen to a lesser extent in football with someone with a freak body, freak size, and maybe they had injuries or whatever. But if you look at the way the college basketball season played out, like you say, a lot of those guys that were stars in March and April were, not heard from last night.
Right.
But in this case, Villanova's a bit of a different thought process. And here's how it was proven for me, because I'm sure you were getting this backlash on Twitter that this guy was a sixth man. This guy spent a lot of his time as a sixth man.
It depends. It depends how you want to. If you like the pick, that's what you say. If you don't like the pick, that's what you say. If you like it, you say, oh, he came off the bench, he's a team player.
Well,
so you can do like either or.
And here's the thing. Villanova, well, won a national championship for the second time in 3 years. They also had three players drafted in the first round of the draft last night. So what you had was a special collection of bodies. So he was a sixth man on a great, great college basketball team in a great atmosphere. And you're a Marquette fan. You saw him do this. He scored 45 points total in the three games against Marquette. Only one of those is a starter. And then the thing that attaches to me that I think is at least interesting or intriguing for his right now prospects, Final Four most outstanding player, which is, there's only one of those. He's the one.
Yeah, and the big weekend he had didn't necessarily get him drafted, but it did help him say, okay, I've got some name recognition now. I can go to the combine, where he did well, by all accounts, and I can get myself drafted. The Bucks look at 17. They say they've been scouting him the last couple of seasons. He's a guy they liked. He's a guy that they think can fit. Coach Budenholzer, I would assume, had a big part in this. John Horst, I would assume, had a big part in this. This seemed to be a good pick. Now, there's other, the Bucks got to a place at 17 where there was a handful of guys that I think we could come on the air this morning and say it was a good pick.
Yeah.
And I know that there's some guys that maybe some of you would have rather had. Lonnie Walker, who goes to the Spurs with the next pick, is one of those guys. We're going to wait and see, but I think that this, I'm saying, I can look back at Thon and say it was a party.
You guys were loving it.
I mean, it was like over the top, but I was pumped. Last year was like, oh, DJ Wilson, what'd the Brewers do? This year, I think people are feeling okay about it. I actually, last night, I put a poll up on my Twitter account at Winx Thinks. I said, I am not good at college basketball. Choose your own adventure morning show. Should I like the Dante DiVincenzo pick on the air tomorrow? #Bucks. 450 votes.
Wow.
76% say yes.
Wow, okay.
So, Bucks Twitter seemingly excited. Martinez is in Port Washington. You guys can dial us up 414-799-1250. Where are we feeling with this pick, Martinez? Dictate my opinions.
Oh, I love it, man, because, one, he's a good shooter, and he's aggressive. He takes it to the hole very aggressive, and that's something that Giannis would like on his team. Giannis is aggressive, and so he wants his players to go to the hole aggressive like him and not be soft. Two, his combine, he had 17, 13, and 6 steals. I mean, that's pretty good, man, at a combine. 13 rebounds, man. Like, we need rebounding. He's a guard that actually can rebound also. So, yeah, only the thing I'll say about him is, like, if he put on a little more size, he'd be better. But right now, if we just need him for shooting, that'd be great because he can shoot. He can shoot with the best of them. And in that game, in the Final Four, one of the biggest stages, of your career in college, and he put on a show like that, man, that tells a lot. He's clutch.
Do you think he'll play a lot right away, Martinez?
Well, Coach Bud, it's a possibility because he can, you know, bring out his best potential in him. And, man, I just want to say I miss listening to y'all. I can't listen to y'all no more. I started a new job 2 weeks ago, so I only have from 6 to 6:30 window to even listen to the show. So listening to you on podcast is weird because I can't call in. It's strange.
Oh, I know. I'm glad he said something because I've kind of been missing you.
Yeah, man. So I'll call in if I get an off day or something through the week once in a while.
Well, 6 to 6:30 is fine. You know, a lot of days Chuck and I are just like waking up during that time, so we could use you to kill 2 minutes. Good luck with the new job, bud.
All right, thanks, man.
Martinez, our friend out in Port Washington.
Yeah, 6 to 6:30 is chug your favorite energy drink time.
Yeah.
I mean, right, that's what it is, right? Like I've worked with Freems on a Friday.
Yeah.
And he's got two cans or two bottles of his favorite energy drink over there.
Oh, we like them. 5-hour energy.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. That one's okay to say.
Oh, no. I saw the big bottle's probably had something else in it.
Oh, yeah. And he dips in some soda from time to time, yeah. Which, you know, that's fair.
But yeah.
Coach Budenholzer, Kevin, to your point on coming off the bench.
I shared with him how invaluable that was for his coach to have a player that would sacrifice and be willing to come off the bench because he knew that gave his team the best chance to win, the best chance to win a championship. And he just, you can sometimes find guys that think on another level that are, you know, maybe a little more advanced and that might be a great fit with your locker room culture, you know, away from the court. And then of course on the court too.
So the coming off the bench thing, a positive, at least for his new head coach.
And the guy that he played against several times in his college career, Steve Wojciechowski, said, and this is quoting out of an article in the local newspaper, in the Journal Sentinel, "I think it's a great pick for the Bucks. Dante's an explosive athlete, tremendous playmaker, a big-time winner. He will be an immediate impact guy in the NBA." And Wojo's got no reason to just throw praise at an opposing guy that he had to face, right? I mean, not that Wojo would come out if he wasn't good, Wojo wouldn't come out and say, well, he's terrible. Right, but that's big praise. Immediate impact guy.
I just look at the Bucks and their draft picks over the last 5 years. Even Giannis. I mean, which of these guys were immediate impact guys? That's the most interesting to me is how much are they going to fit him in, and you know, have a plan for him.
Yeah,
DJ Wilson they drafted. I've never seen anything like it before. They had no plan. You asked him at the press conference the next day, what's his position? I don't know. 3, 4? Well, we don't know.
Something.
Well, and then as we said yesterday, his position was there was no position because he didn't play. So that's what I'm most curious about. Doug's in St. Francis, 799-1250. What's up, Doug?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm with you, Bird, on this one. I mean, 17th pick. You can't expect much, right? Look back at the history of the 17 picks in the NBA. He's not going to be an immediate impact player. He had a great college run in a short window, but this is the pros, right? These are the big boys. Everybody's big and fast and are athletic. So I think he's undersized. If he can come in and scrap around and get a couple of points, maybe a sub-5-point a game guy, I think that's all we can really expect. And I'm hoping with this move we can send Dellavedova packing and get him off the team. Since we've got a bit of a Dellavedova clone, I think, that we drafted. So I'm not overly excited by this, and you're spot on with DJ Wilson. That's been a train wreck. So I'm not, you know, I'd rather see us get a veteran on the team that can shoot the ball and not pin our hopes on this guy coming in.
Doug, thanks for the call. 799-1250. DiVincenzo, 6'5", 205 pounds. There have been some Dellavedova comparisons from some of you guys that I've seen online and in talking to you. We'll see. That's the one thing when I had a little cameo on the big show yesterday with Rom Dog. One of the things that I said for the pick, my want wasn't so much a player, was that if you could find a way last night to get rid of a bad contract, that was my number one priority. They didn't do that. Dellavedova was one of those guys I thought could have got traded last night. You saw a lot less maybe movement in the draft in general. There was that pick within the top five, but I thought we might see. I mean, I don't know. I didn't think we'd see Kawhi get traded, but I thought we'd see a little more action.
Yeah.
But none of that really came to fruition. So if there was something that I wanted to see last night, it was that. They get the pick in DiVincenzo. I'm okay. Let's see.
Yeah, right. And it's the start of something new. It's the first draft pick in the Budenholzer era. So, you know, we want to see how much was he involved in that, and how much will this guy fit into his system, which we know from watching the Hawks, but we don't know how that's going to look here yet.
Right.
It's going to look a little different. He's going to have a different set of guys. One of the most interesting draft developments was what happened with the Hawks early in the first round, because one of their guys who has been sort of angling for a trade became more expendable with what the Hawks did last night, Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah.
So that was intriguing to me in terms of the Bucks' future, maybe even more than the DiVincenzo pick.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. We'll keep talking Bucks with you guys. We'll get a little bit on the Brewers and their big win last night. But if you want to talk DiVincenzo, we want to talk to you. 414-799-1250. Chuck and Winkler, Kevin Holden, in for Freems on the Fan.
With the 17th pick in the 2018 NBA Draft, the Milwaukee Bucks select Dante DiVincenzo from Villanova University.
I think there's always high expectations, but, you know, everybody has to come in here and earn their opportunity and earn their minutes and earn their ability to impact the team, impact a game, and certainly Dante is going to be given that opportunity to earn it.
The things that we think give him a chance and an opportunity to do that are his physical toughness, the level at which he competes, and the fact that he can shoot the basketball. And I, you know, not to compare him to Sterling Brown, but those are a lot of the things that we liked. Sterling last year when you drafted him and thought that he could come in and help and contribute. And so to what level he's able to do that in game situations is to be determined. There's no doubt in our mind that he's going to contribute to the roster in other ways, you know, on the roster, in practice, in the locker room, in other ways, again, because of his character and his just willingness to be part of winning.
For the very observant, the music bed was another one bites the dust. That was purely coincidental. It was not a plan. That was just in the rotation of bumpers back from break, okay? Purely coincidental. I noticed that as we were listening to Coach Budenholzer and then John Horst. But it would be fitting, if this pick does not work out, as the way that the Bucks have gone over the last recent memory. I'm Bart Winkler. Kevin Holden in for Chuck today. It's Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. We'll talk some Brewers in a little bit here. We are taking your calls as you're up bright and early this morning talking Dante DiVincenzo. I don't know what his future is going to hold, Kevin. I just want to see Dante's peak. There's going to be a lot of that today on the show.
Did you see what I tweeted? I said the Antetokounmpo DiVincenzo show will not fit on your TV screen. We have to shorten the names.
Yes, that's a good one. I like that. My favorite is probably, it's not delivery, it's DiVincenzo.
So I yelled out in the middle of the newsroom in my, you know, no one understands and everyone looks at me like I have three heads moment. Like 15 minutes after they made the pick, and I see if you get it. It's obscure, but in the middle of the madness, I just yelled out in the newsroom, Donnie D's on the backup, drug free. So put the crack up.
Yeah, that's a song.
Yeah, Marky Mark. Kind of. And no one got it. Zero people understood what I was doing there.
That's sad. Your newsroom is too young. There was one real good tweet. I was at the Brewer game last night, and I was with a friend, and I was I put a tweet out. Tweet me fun and stupid Dante DiVincenzo nicknames to say on the air tomorrow. And I got a lot of them from you guys, and we're going to read them throughout the show. But this one that we could not stop laughing at was from Shafty Bro on Twitter. He said, "Do not they depick him zo?" I couldn't handle it. Do not they? So he didn't like the pick, obviously. Do not they depick him zo? 414-799-1250. Again, I asked you guys also on Twitter last night, should I like the pick? 76% of you said yes. So right now it seems positive. Ian is in Hartford at 799-1250. Good morning, Ian.
Morning, guys. I love the pick. I don't know why so many people are so down on this. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't know what they're talking about.
Why am I seeing Joe Alexander comps?
I have no clue. I mean, this guy is freakishly athletic. He had a 42-inch vertical. He can shoot the lights out. He's a defender. He's our second best shooter, maybe our best shooter on the team right now.
Boy, Middleton.
Middleton and him. He's better shooter than Sterling Brown. I mean, Sterling Brown's probably expendable. I'm sorry, he cannot do the things that DiVincenzo can on the defensive end and shoot the ball the way he can. I don't care what anybody says. And then I love Twitter guy who says, "Oh, you everybody just likes him because he had one game and you don't watch the rest of the season." No, you don't watch the rest of the season. He had a very good season. He played with four guys that got drafted. He's a redshirt sophomore. Everybody's like, well, why doesn't he play? He did play. He averaged 29 minutes a game. I mean, he played on a team that had four guys drafted and won a national championship. I don't know what people expect him to be doing as a sophomore.
Yeah, he made the Big East All-Freshman team, Big East Sixth Man of the Year then last year. I've got the stats here, 13.4 points a game, about five boards, 3.5 assists, a steal per game. Shot 48% from the field.
Has anybody seen Dellavedova make a shot? Has anybody ever seen Dellavedova make a shot? That comparison is unreal. Dellavedova is just a bowling ball.
I got to think that's more of a like grittiness comparison than a shooting comparison. He looks like he's shooting a bowling ball.
Athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a difference between gritty and athletic, and Dellavedova is not athletic.
But you're on board with the pick.
I think it's a great pick. I think people are going to be very surprised, and I think he will be an impact player right away. I mean, I think he's going to be a bench player that gives you 15 minutes a night, maybe 20. And I think some of these guys are done. Guys like Sterling Brown. I mean, there's a reason the guy couldn't stay on the floor last year.
Well, I mean, he's a guy, you know, that didn't get a lot of time last year. Then you've got the bigger contract guys like Tony Snell. Ian, thanks for the call. And we'll try to, it's a puzzle that Coach Budenholzer now has to work out. And we'll see which direction he takes.
It was just one pick, but the Bucks have already added a couple of other bodies. Jordan Barnett from Mizzou is going to join the summer league team and has a training camp invite. Brandon McCoy from UNLV has agreed to join the team as well. So it's not like they added one body and then they were literally like, we are going into camp with just Dante DiVincenzo and that's it. You know, they've been working as other teams have as soon as the draft was over to try to add bodies. So no, they did not have a second round pick, but the Bucks were immediately adding bodies to the roster. And just think, they were one selection, one pick away from adding how am I supposed to say this? From adding Milwaukee basketball royalty to the roster. They were one pick away from another Antetokounmpo.
Uh-huh.
He was the 60th pick. He was Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, Kostas.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Kostas got drafted at the very end, Giannis's brother, I thought for sure, I didn't know that there was a trade.
Antetokounmpo?
And so it still said the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh my God, the Sixers are, they're trolling. They're taking Giannis's. I didn't realize the pick had already been traded, so he will go to the Mavs.
Right.
I thought oh my God, this rivalry just took a very weird turn. Skyler's on the north side, 799-1250. Skyler, good morning. How are we feeling?
Oh, man. I love the pick, man. It was a good pick. And I do think, in my heart of hearts, I never really felt like, when I watched the draft, I'd be like, he ain't going to do nothing. But in my heart of hearts, I think he's going to make an impact this year now. Whether he's going to be the rookie of the year. No, I'm not going that far, but I think he can make an impact. And I don't know where to get the comparisons with Dellavedova. I compare him more to, I know a lot of guys ain't going to remember this, but like a Bob Sore or maybe even a Klay Thompson. I mean, in that type of, I think he could be just as good as Klay Thompson. I don't know as far as the shooter, but I think he's in that type of, I think he can be that type of player. I just really got that feeling. Because watching him in the combine, I'm going to just see what he can do in the summer league. But, yeah, I say Bob Sore and Klay Thompson, who remind me of. And I think they got it right. They got it right. I think it was a good pick, and it should help him. But that's no knock on Sterling Brown. I think that's just going to add more depth. And I think the Bucks, they're on their way. They're on their way.
I don't get the Joe Alexander comparison. Why is that happening?
I don't know. Now, I never thought about neither one.
I only bring it up because I have seen like scores of people say it.
Nah. I mean, because of athletic, because Joe Alexander was athletic as far as explosive, but he just, this kid can handle the ball. He got skills. He got a good skill set.
Yeah. I think this guy is way more qualified than Alexander was a terrible pick. I'm not. This at least there's like a foundation for. Alexander was like, why did we do that? Skyler, thank you. 799-1250. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. So we'll continue talking to you guys. 414-799-1250. Dante DiVincenzo is the pick. I couldn't decide last night also if I was going to call him Dante DiGiorno or if I was going to really get it wrong and come in here and say his name was David Chenzo.
I could see that. That'd be kind of funny, wouldn't it?
Couldn't you see someone on our station today maybe reading an update or whatever, not knowing much about sports, but still getting a job here, saying, the Bucks look like David Chenzo. Mr. Chenzo will be in Milwaukee on Monday.
The that happened with Giannis, right? It had to, where it was like...
Andy DiCumpo.
Right.
Mr. Kumpo will be here on Thursday. So the Bucks went out and find a hire. They went out to find the right guy. You may be looking to do the same because you know that a right hire can really make an impact on your business. Now, you can post to job boards and hope you find the right person for your job. You can do that. But how often are you going to job boards? Why trust it to chance when you can post your job to a place where people go every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities where 70% of the U.S. workforce is, and that's at LinkedIn. Go to LinkedIn and find your DiVincenzo. He's out there. 9 out of 10 LinkedIn members are open to new opportunities. They are not visiting job boards. You can only reach them on LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets potential candidates based on insights from their behavior on LinkedIn. Rich profile data you can't find on a resume, skills, recommendations, interest, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. Your job gets in front of the right people. A new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. Because of that very fact, it is the best way to find the person who will help you grow your business. It is your version of the draft. Head to LinkedIn.com/Chuck and Bart. Get $50 off your first job post. So Freems and I are going to throw you a bone here. LinkedIn.com/Chuck and Bart. One word. Save $50. LinkedIn.com/Chuck and Bart. Terms and conditions apply. Dante DiVincenzo. More on the Bucks. One and only pick last night. 799-1250.
For me, being on the job 3 or 4 weeks and just understanding, you know, or helping all of us get on the same page with what works with Giannis and what's going to fit best around Giannis. And certainly it's an influence on the draft pick. And, you know, we feel like Dante, his ability to shoot, his ability to make plays and play off the ball, sacrifice, just understand, you know, the team concepts and really just... I think Giannis is the ultimate competitor. All Giannis wants to do is win. And so the more guys we surround him with that have that same mentality.
Coach Bud, Giannis was at the combine, so he got to see DiVincenzo up close. Chuck and Winkler, I'm Bart Winkler. Kevin Holden in for Chuck. He'll be back on Monday. 8:20, we're going to talk to Gary Wolfel, wolfelspressbox.com.
Yeah. Gary Wolfel.
And then 9:20, we might talk to Andrew Wagner.
Oh, yeah?
Who's been covering the Brewers with the State Journal this year. I was at the game last night, and we sat right in the section by the press box, so I creeped a picture of him.
You totally did.
And he said, what time am I coming on tomorrow? And I said, that's a great idea. What time are you up? He goes, well, I might not be asleep yet. I said, how about I'll say 9:20, and we'll call you. And if you wake up, we'll have you on. And if you don't, we'll move on our merry way. So will Andrew Wagner be awake at 9:20 today? That's the big mystery of the show. Also asking you guys, do you like the Dante DiVincenzo pick? Some of the tweets coming in. This is from Za414. I feel like Lonnie Walker was the guy to take. The Spurs snatched him up. The very next pick, we all know their draft record versus our draft record. Drew says only if he gets a good amount of playing time and is not just sitting on the bench taking up a roster spot like picks in the past. Ryan says, guys, love the pick. I think if he continues to work on the three ball, he could possibly be an updated version of Kyle Korver. One thing that sticks out to me, Horst says there was a guy all along. The Bucks had a plan and they got their guy. Landoc88 says, no, what is the plan? Second year in a row, Horst takes a guy that gets hot in March. He's just showing he has no idea what the hell he's doing. He's in way over his head. Where do you fall? 414-799-1250. Jake's on the west side. Jake, how are we feeling this morning? Bucks make a pick.
I'm feeling pretty good. At first, I was skeptical. I wasn't sure exactly if we were going to get a big presence. I still have faith in Thon Maker's. I think that he's going to end up being a large presence down below once we give him a little more time to adjust. I mean, looking at some of his stats, I mean, against a team like Kansas that's just notorious for being a beastly team, he had 15 points and 8 rebounds. I mean, you're talking against Michigan, he had 31 points in the title game. I don't know if, I mean, in he went 11-0. If he scored 18 points or more in a game, he went 11-0. That's not a single loss. So, I mean, if you give the guy a chance, you give him the ball, he's got size. He's 6'5", 205 pounds, almost the same size as Michael Jordan. I'm not going to say that he's to that caliber yet, but I think that he has the potential. I mean, with the right coaching, with Budenholzer in place here, I think we're going to be a team to be reckoned with.
Did we get are we getting Joe Alexander and then Michael Jordan comparisons?
That's awesome.
I you know what? I think that the Bucks, like I said, I think this is going to be their year. I think it's hard to look at anyone else. I mean, yeah, we can all talk about LeBron and where he might end up, and you know, there's a lot of that talk, but people look past the Bucks so quickly because we haven't had a team really since what? I mean, Sam Cassell, Glenn Robinson, and Ray Allen. I mean, I'm really excited for this next season. I think that once we get in that new stadium, we're gonna be tearing the house down.
Jake, thanks for the call. It's all about the guys that you have on the roster, and they had one pick, and they don't have a lot of flexibility roster wise. You don't know what's gonna happen with Jabari. You kind of, at this point, need the guys that you have to produce.
Yeah.
And so this was a huge pick at 17. And they seem to be thrilled, the Bucks, that they got their guy. But have a plan for him. Play him. I think, and I'll have to double check, but I think DJ Wilson's on the Ben Simmons treatment. He played so little, he could still be Rookie of the Year this year. I think that might be wrong, but I thought I read that too.
That's funny. But you know, an indication of what's happened at 17 in the past when you've had Rashad Vaughn. I don't know if I ever told you this, but Scott Grodzki was starting a campaign to call the Wisconsin herd the Wisconsin Rashad Vaughns.
Yeah. No, I supported that.
Yeah. He, you know, they were trying to get a name that was catchy and whatever. He wanted to call him the Rashad Vaughns.
I was half joking yesterday, but I would like to see Rashad Vaughn come back.
Oh boy, that would start a topic, wouldn't it?
I mean, if Rashad Vaughn is the lightning rod this station needs to get calls straight from 6 to 6, I'd be real surprised.
What's the promo like
for Rashad Vaughn?
Yeah, for Chuck and Winkler, the promo in that he signs, you make the promo for the next morning.
The Good Morning Everybody voice.
Oh, okay. So we're saying Rashad Vaughn signs.
Yeah, yes. So they go back and they say, we made a mistake with Rashad Vaughn. We didn't mean to let you go, and the other four teams that released you the week after didn't mean to let you go.
You find this out like at 10:02 on a Wednesday.
Friday morning on Chuck and Winkler. This fan base is so insane, we can actually take 12 hours of calls on the return of Rashad Vaughn. The 3-Point Assassin, weekday morning, 6 to 10 on The Fan.
Wow. That is the work of a legend. That's next level stuff, Cody.
Thank you.
you throw up this little music, and not only did you have this great thing to say, the end was perfect.
You got to hit the end. Cody, how was the Bucks? You were there last night,
yes,
covering the draft.
Yeah, it was fun. My favorite part was watching Woj not report on who is going to be drafted, but just kind of doing different. Like, they're really targeting this guy, so we'll see what he does.
Yeah, we'll read some of the good ones coming up around 7. We're just going to mention what the Brewers did last night. We'll do that coming up next. The Bucks, though, did Horst, did Budenholzer, these guys, like, they're... If you can read into their body language and everything, do they seem pretty excited?
Yeah, they seem really excited. I mean, John Horst did mention that if you saw us in our room, you would have seen how excited we were for grabbing this guy. And the two things I took from it, the biggest thing they liked about Dante was his character, and they mentioned constantly how he came off the bench in college at Villanova and how he made that sacrifice. And the other thing they were huge on is the system that Jay Wright runs in Villanova, how he compared that to pro basketball, and how they think Dante's kind of ahead of the game than other rookies playing at Villanova, playing that pro-style system compared to how some other college offenses and defenses are run.
Well, then I hope he plays, because this is you need an impact guy as best as you can. I mean, it's 17, so it's, you know, it's not top five, but you need an impact guy. And I hope he plays. Sterling Brown didn't play a lot last year. DJ Wilson barely even exists. I would like to see this guy play. Let's have the opportunity to find out if it was a good pick or not. Unlike we've had, you know, recently. I mentioned Rashad Vaughn because I don't know what kind of real opportunity he had. And DJ Wilson has not had the opportunity. Now, did he not earn the opportunity? I don't know. There was one game, I think. DJ Wilson played one first half all of last year, and he looked petrified.
Well, where does he fit? Because in college he played the two, but the way the offense was run, he had times to be a playmaker. So, I mean, Budenholzer mentioned last night that he has the skill to play a little bit of point guard. But
with
you already got
DiVincenzo?
Yeah, Dante DiVincenzo. But you already got Bledsoe there as your starter, and then Malcolm Brogdon is your backup point guard.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
Deli's in the mix.
We'll see if they move Bledsoe.
Yeah. We have no idea. I don't know how good this guy is.
Well, we'll find out. I just want him to get the opportunity to play. More on the Bucks, more on the draft, and how Woj and other NBA reporters tipped you off without technically tipping you off. We'll do that around 7 o'clock as well. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins here on the...
Now, it's Chuck and Winkler's Brew Crew Review, brought to you by Beauforting Beer, Milwaukee's new favorite imported beer. Try it at your nearest Total Wine location. And by Palermo's King Cheese Pizza, the ruler of great taste. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. Kevin Holden, CBS 58, in for Chuck. Much more on the NBA draft coming up in about 10 minutes, actually less than that, including one guy who really likes this pick, which may change your mind.
Yeah.
But the Brewers last night get the 11-3 victory. They scored some runs in some weird ways, including this pitch, which I just, whatever the audio is, I don't think that we can describe well enough what Carlos Martinez threw that allowed Travis Shaw to score from third.
Martinez deals. Whoa, he lost the ball. Here comes Shaw, and he will score on a wild pitch.
Wow, my goodness.
It was either going to be a balk or a wild pitch. Martinez let it go, and Shaw heads up, takes home plate.
Well, he did the right thing.
And no, actually, Brian Anderson did a good job there. Lost the ball. Carlos Martinez, I've never seen anything like it. It's like he was throwing a shot put, and then it hurt, so he just kind of gave up. So weird.
Did you see the same thing happen to Max Scherzer last night?
No.
The same thing happened to Max Scherzer. It was one of these, like...
So it's an epidemic?
Yeah, it's weird. And I mean, look, Carlos Martinez has struggled tremendously this year, but he's not a, you know, that's a guy who's had a lot of success in the big leagues. Max Scherzer is one of the best in the game, and it happened to both of them last night. Scherzer's was weird, too, because... You could picture Scherzer's delivery, right? You know, the sort of herky-jerky thing where he comes, that front leg comes up high.
Yeah.
All right, so the front leg came up high, and he's getting ready to deliver the ball home, and all of a sudden he does this weird, like, turn towards second, like he was like he was Louis Tion or something, or Johnny Cueto. You know how Johnny Cueto does the that weird turn? Like, he comes up and then does this weird turn and then just sort of
half, like you say, like shot put the ball from like a almost an underhanded angle toward home plate, and it was 15 feet away from the plate. It was a wild pitch.
Yeah, the whole thing so odd last night, and there were, you know, balls hit to the wall that were misjudged in weird ways by the Cardinals. Jesus Aguilar, or no, Eric Thames late. Looked like he was going to hit a grand slam. Then it looked like it was going to get caught, and then the guy just dropped it. I mean, just a lot of weird different ways. So one of these crazy plays, 7:35, we'll have our big play of the game for Pato Rewards, and then 8:35, you can tell us who the MVP is as the Brewers beat the Cardinals last night. The first of a four-game set. Cubs lose to the Reds, so you've got a one-game lead. The half-game thing is gone for now as the Brewers were rained out the other night. So it's 44-30 and 42-30. You do the math, that's a game lead right now for the Milwaukee Brewers over the Chicago Cubs, which, you know, it's like every game. And again, I will preface this as much as I have to. I'm on Twitter way too much. Way, way, way too much. But after every night, it's, if the Cubs take first place or even tie, but they're technically in first place because of the winning percentage.
Right.
Cubs fans are going nuts. And then the Brewers take it back, and we're going nuts. It's going to be a long summer if we're back and forth in like this, it's going to be a long summer.
You're going to need some caffeine to get through August and September.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine if that continues that late into the summer and then into the fall?
It seems like it's going to. I think the Cubs somehow, some way, are underestimated by Brewers fans. But also, the Brewers just keep winning, and they are a good baseball team. So it is going to be a back-and-forth race. That $100 bet I have with Bill, Cody, and Chuck that the Cubs are going to win the Central by 10 games, I will lose that bet three times. I will owe $300. That sucks. The money I won at Pato the other day.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, shut up.
Keep doubling down.
I got to stop betting with Freems and just continue to bet with you, because when I bet with Freems, I lose money.
Now you figured it out.
When I bet with you, I win money.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins. I am led to believe that we will talk about Adrian Wojnarowski next. The tea leaves say we may be talking about Adrian Wojnarowski next.
We would be too tempted to pass on the chance to talk about that.
Maybe one of the greatest Twitter nights in history. We'll explain coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.